This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In what's seen as the biggest collapse of a big corporate law firm, Dewey and LaBeouf filed for bankruptcy protection last night. Financial mistakes, heavy debt, and the defection of top talent get the blame. And there's analysts say that the firm will reorganize. It will, in fact, liquidate instead. Bill Henderson, a professor at the Maurer School of Law at Indiana University, joins us. Hello, Professor Henderson.
Morning.
To really spell this out, you have a firm that's aggressively hiring some big talent.
Yes.
And so one of the things they do is, come over here. You know, it's not going to be pay for performance necessarily. We're going to actually guarantee you some of this. But then when the economy turns down, that turns out to be not perhaps such a great idea.
The two firms that combined, Dewey Ballantyne and LaBeouf Lamb, were two storied firms. And the idea, I think, back in 2007 when they combined was that with the pedigree of these two firms and the talent they had and the ability to attract new talent, there'd be great synergies and they could continue to ride the crest of marvelous financial innovations on Wall Street. And that turned out to be the wrong strategy. There was guarantees of partnerships income, which insulated certain key partners from the downside that happened in 2008. And that started the firm running through some capital that was supplied by debt. And it wasn't made clear to the partnership the financial status of the firm. And when it became too difficult to hide anymore, a lot of partners started heading for other firms. But in 2007, I could see lots of rainmaking partners being excited about the combination.
Also, some people trying to make a lot of hay about this shift within the legal industry away from the partnerships and what they see as a real cultural shift. Do you buy into that idea?
Yeah, I think that there is something to that. For the last half century, large corporate law firms have enjoyed an enormously lucrative run. And in the last, say, 4 to 5 years, that revenue has flattened out. And to recapture the magic of those prior decades, firms have gone very heavily into the lateral market looking for heavy hitter partners that can bring in lots of revenue to the firm. Firm management keeps a very close eye on profits per partner because that's a good barometer upon which you can look to see the kind of talent you can attract laterally and the kind of people you can keep in your firm. So we have many, many large law firms really aggressively managing their profits per partner to hold the firm together. And at the end of the day, lots of your competitors can compete with you on profits. And so we're moving into a very tenuous area where firms are, even though they're big and storied, are very unstable.
Bill Henderson, Indiana University, thank you very much.
Thanks.